This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the number one story in the nation. Number two story in the nation is the catastrophic Texas flooding. God bless those people. And we'll get back to that in a sec. Number one story in the nation is this shocking statement from Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino. That would be the, at least Bondi anyway. Who said, oh, yeah, no, there's an Epstein client list. There totally is. I'm going to release it. This thing gets more and more and more bizarre as time goes on. She did, remember in the beginning of the year, right after she took office, round of media interviews. Oh, yes, I've got the Epstein client list on my desk. I'm going to release it. She even had right-wing social media influencers come to the White House to get their binders full of Epstein documents, supposedly. The only thing in the binders, well, it was stuff that had already been released. It was old. It was stale. It's one of the most bizarre political episodes associated with the Trump administration. I'll play it again.
DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh, my gosh?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, it's on my desk. Now they're saying, oh, my bad. It doesn't exist. So here's the total release. No suicide by Epstein, and they provide a video, like pointed at his, can't see in his cell, but pointed at his cell to show no one came or went for 10 hours. So this is Bongino, Patel, and Pam Bondi. There's no client list, they say, none whatsoever, but there are tens of thousands of videos, and we are to believe that Epstein did them all himself. Well, let us see. Let us see screenshots from the video. No, not allowed to see it. They're not going to release child porn, they say. They want you to believe there were no clients, despite dozens of victims stating that there were and naming them. They want you to believe there were no clients, despite Virginia Guffrey naming everyone from Les Wexler, the CEO of Victoria's Secret, to Prince Andrew, who, by the way, settled with her for millions of dollars. She named Bill Clinton as among those that she was pimped to. You know, it's weird. She's conveniently dead. Isn't it weird? She's conveniently dead. Died of suicide in April. Under really weird circumstances, too. She was living, she had this massive ranch in Australia. It was absolutely beautiful, paid for with Prince Andrew's money. I suppose he just paid her to be nice. He wasn't really guilty. Because there's no Johns. There's no pedophiles. Folks, go back and look this up. Wall Street Journal got a hold of part of Epstein's calendar where he was making appointments to meet with people. And do you know who was on it? Biden's CIA chief. Oh, yeah, hanging out with Epstein all the time. William Burns. I'm trying to just accidentally hit it. William Burns. Yeah, no, hanging out with him. And what was weird was he was hanging out with him after he'd been convicted on child sex abuse charges in Florida. So not before when nobody knew, after. Headline. Here we go. Sorry, I accidentally deleted it. I'd bring it back up. Epstein's private calendar reveals prominent names, including CIA chief, Goldman's top lawyer. It's Goldman Sachs. And folks, this is back in 2023. The nation's spy chief, a longtime college president, top women in finance, the circle of people who associated with Jeffrey Epstein years after he was convicted sex offender, is wider than previously reported, according to a trove of documents that include his schedules. So we're supposed to believe, according to Bondi and Patel and Bongino, there is no there. None whatsoever. Epstein did it all himself, and there's nobody else. What's going on here? A lot of you are texting me right now that he is compromised. If you look at X this morning, nobody on our side of the aisle believes this. Nobody. You can't find anybody defending this from the Trump administration. Here's what I got to wonder. I was thinking about this. If Patel were completely compromised, would he have released the update last week about China colluding with the Democrats to create thousands of fake ballots for the 2020 election? He released the information about the fake licenses that China was shipping in via Hong Kong. We caught one huge tranche of them at the Chicago O'Hare Airport. Customs and Border Patrol did 19,000 of them. Fake licenses, driver's licenses, for use in voter fraud that were made using stolen information, personal information that they got off TikTok. So they stole users' information, created fake IDs with them, shipped them to the country for the purpose of cheating in the 2020 election. If Kash Patel were compromised, he wouldn't have broken that. He wouldn't have released that. So what's going on here? I got a theory. Tell me what you think of it, okay? I think that Patel and Bongino and Bondi have not fully taken control of the FBI and the DOJ, and they're not capable, at least at this point, of taking control of the FBI and DOJ. Something I warned you about before Trump even took office, that they would struggle to do this. Trump never took control of the FBI or DOJ his last term, and it almost ended with him in prison on fake charges after evidence was tampered with. That was in the classified documents case. It's why the judge put the kibosh on the case, just froze it. She found the FBI had tampered with the evidence and lied about it under oath. Why no one's gone to prison for that is absolutely baffling, by the way. You lie to a court, lie to the judge, that's felony level perjury, but nobody did. Is it possible they just can't get access to this stuff? And they don't want to admit it? They don't want to admit their weakness, that we can't take over the FBI, we can't take over the DOJ? Listen to this. Here's how they put it. We'll see. As part of our commitment to transparency, this is strange the way it's written. As part of our commitment to transparency, the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have conducted an exhaustive review of investigative holdings related to Jeffrey Epstein. To ensure that the review was thorough, the FBI conducted digital searches of its databases, hard drives, and network drives, as well as physical searches of squad areas, lock cabinets, desks, closets, and other areas where responsive material may have been stored. These searches uncovered a significant amount of material, more than 300 gigabytes of data and physical evidence. They go on to say the files relating to Epstein include a large volume of images of Epstein, images and videos of victims who were either minors or appear to be minors, and over 10,000 downloaded videos and images of illegal child sex abuse material and other pornography. Teams of agents, analysts, attorneys, and privacy and civil liberties experts combed through the digital and documentary evidence with the aim of providing as much information as possible to the public while simultaneously protecting victims. Much of the material is subject to court-ordered sealing, so we're so sorry we can't share it with you. We don't want to watch it. They say, well, what do you want us to do? Release child porn? No. No, we want to know who's on it. We don't even need the victims. I hope some of these victims step forward in response to this and say, listen, this is who did this. This is who these Johns are, because they're getting away with murder. Again, folks, the most simple question. What was Ghislaine Maxwell convicted of? She was Jeffrey Epstein's pimp. She secured the girls for it. Sex trafficking. Not sex abuse, not being a party to sex abuse with, you know, Epstein. Sex trafficking. Trafficking victims for sale to others. Texter writes, Tara, how awesome it could have been if Matt Gaetz could have been the attorney general. Pam Bondi is a complete lightweight. Another texter writes, Tara, I think your theory is spot on. Either that or the huge deep state has threatened to disappear their relatives one by one. Another texter writes, Tara, whether they are weak or not, their lies make them, talking about Bongino, Patel and Bondi, complicit. Whether they are weak or not, Tara, their lies make them complicit. Just reading the text line. Texter writes, Tara, Trump is, what? Trump is not compromised, keeping a list to ensure whoever is compromised stays that way. More leverage. So says Ron. Another texter writes, Tara, what if the information on Jeffrey Epstein would compromise national security if released? Possible. Another texter writes, makes you wonder if Ghislaine is really in jail or ever had a little black book. And finally, texter writes, Tara, agree that there are still subterranean Comey supporters in the FBI. And finally, texter writes, remember Cindy McCain's interview? She said everyone knew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hollywood isn't dead, y'all. No, just suffering from self-inflicted pain. Did you see this? This proves it over the weekend. You see the F1 movie? The whole family went. Like everyone who came from out of town, we all went together and we saw it. It was fantastic. I highly recommend it. Gross so far, $293 million worldwide. Unbelievable. F1, the movie, box office. This really goes to show you this. There's a point I'm going to make here. I'm not just talking about a movie. There's a bigger point. Hang on for a second. F1 the movie, box office, outgrossing more than 36 other Brad Pitt movies. So F1 the movie is racing to become one of Brad Pitt's highest grossing movies ever. He's known for blockbusters, but this is the biggest ever. It was directed by Top Gun Maverick's Joseph Kosinski, stars Pitt as Sonny Hayes, a fictional Formula One driver who returns to the sport after being sidelined years before due to an accident. It is a great, great storyline. We totally enjoyed this. But you know why F1 the movie is so important? It is proof you can still have a Hollywood box office smash hit if you strip out the woke. There was no woke. It was just a movie. It was just a story. Boost American themes, and we'll get to that in a second. Tell a darn good story. Oliver Gia, who reviews movies online on X, wrote it the best. Saw F1 and it lives up to the hype. It can be best described as taking a 1980s sports movie, think rad, me and the kids and my husband, we just actually watched that on Family Movie Day. We watched Rad. It can be best described as taking a 1980s sports movie and transforming it to 2025 with its earnest themes of redemption, personal growth, personal responsibility, self-determination, and glory left intact. Work hard, do whatever it takes to win, you know, morally, within the lines. But you know what's missing from this movie? The woke. The woke. You know how so much of entertainment today feels like there was a minder, like Baghdad Bob? Remember from Iraq? And there's got to be, in all of our, there has to be a gay storyline every time, 100% of the time, no exceptions. Got to be a gay storyline. It's got to be a prominent gay storyline. Got to have a prominent gay character, even if you're like, I don't understand the purpose of this character, has to have other politically correct woke themes. There was none of that. In fact, it's really interesting that it's the same director as the Top Gun Maverick, which we also went to see as a family. We loved that one too. No woke themes. And you know what else is cool too? Not an overly diverse cast either. You know how it has gotten to the point from had gotten to the point. Have you noticed it's tilting back the other way? There's a reason for that. I'll tell you in a minute. We want, obviously, you know, movies to reflect reality. That's what they should do if they're being honest. They should reflect reality. It shouldn't have to be everybody is a minority and we'll let there be one white guy, but only if he's gay. Or transgender, which is what our entertainment had become. And every storyline supporting woke in some way. It was killing Hollywood. Folks, it's not that people are tired of Hollywood or don't want Hollywood. They're tired of the woke. You just want to escape. You don't want to lecture from the left. You just want to go to the movie. Anyway, I highly recommend it. I just enjoyed the heck out of it. Chance for redemption after hard work. It was fantastic. Loved it. And you know what? They can make more. By the way, look at this. This never happens. You don't see it much. I'm always on Rotten Tomatoes because we love movies as a family. I'm always looking for something cool to watch that's clean or relatively clean. 97% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes. 97%. You almost never see it that high. Simple formula. American themes, self-determination, celebration of hard work, and just leave the woke out. Just leave it out. Well, the big, beautiful bill passed. Now we're going to be left with a big, beautiful bill. And it'll be so beautiful. There's a big, big bill. It's going to be massive. Shattering Joe Biden's deficits. You can talk about all the ways we'll probably pay off this big, beautiful bill. But the bottom line is this. You ever gone and bought something you're really excited? You decided, well, I really can't afford it, but I don't care. I'm going to get it anyway, and I'll figure out a way to pay for it later. We're in that phase now. A lot of great stuff in the big, beautiful bill. Absolutely needed $150 billion for immigration enforcement. Just to get that is a huge coup. Trump never even really got it out of the first Republican Congress in his first term. So this is a flex of power, and that's what happens when you have over 50% approval. You can get, finally, the immigration enforcement money that you always needed, that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and the other Republicans never would give him in the first term. He couldn't do as much. A lot of great things in here. I'm not disputing that at all. I love the 100% expensing immediately of factories. That's going to be a game changer too. So many great things in the big, beautiful bill. Expediting the drilling permits. We desperately need to do that. All of that. So I had very mixed feelings watching this pass. I had mixed feelings for my children who are going to have to pay for it. And while Trump is saying, well, yes, you know what, we will get 3% growth, it'll be fine. You can't guarantee that. If anybody can do it, Trump can, don't get me wrong. But Trump's not even going to be here in 5 years. And when you look at the trajectory here, it is $60 trillion in debt in 10 years. We just hit 37 midweek last week, 37 trillion, $60 trillion in debt. Here's Maria Bartiromo, and I just want to play it for you so you understand. I actually have to, you know, play it because people don't even believe it anymore. Well, Trump would do that. Yeah, he did. He did do it. And I think he did it because the Republican Congress forced him to. They said, okay, if you want this, we're going to lard it up. We're going to break the back of the taxpayers in exchange for your immigration agenda. And you don't have enough votes to stop us. And Trump said, okay, it's what I got to do. But now this is what we got to do. We got to find a way to pay for this. And I want you to hear this. This is a highly credible person, Maria Bartiromo, on Fox Business, talking to Trump's chief surrogate here, Kevin Hassett. And Kevin Hassett does not deny the numbers I'm about to play for you.
This 10-year expectation that we're going to have deficits of $2.2 trillion a year and debt of almost $60 trillion by 2035.
Look, the bottom line is that if we get 3% growth, then we're going to have $4 trillion more revenue than the CBO score, which means that already the deficit's going down by trillions. The CBO has told us that the tariffs that are already in place, President Trump's tariffs that are already in place, are going to give us extra revenue of $2.8 trillion over 10 years. And the DOGE cuts, people forget about the DOGE cuts. They don't count in the big, beautiful bill because you can't have discretionary spending in a reconciliation package. We've now accumulated DOGE cuts that we can send to the House and the Senate send back and to give the people their money back of $160 billion. That's almost $2 trillion over 10 years. And so this is the biggest deficit reduction, the most fiscally responsible package in the history of American fiscal policy.
Yeah.
And so anybody who claims to speak for fiscal responsibility and opposes this bill and our actions is just pushing partisan propaganda.
Here's the key part.
Look, the bottom line is that if we get 3% growth, then we're going to have $4 trillion more revenue than the CBO score.
If we get 3% growth. If. They can't guarantee that. I hope they get it. Trump has done it before. He did it in his last term. But he also spent a lot of that term with 2% growth. And I'm not even counting the COVID year. I'm talking about the 3 years before that. I don't count. The COVID year was negative 2%, but it doesn't count. That was a special situation. But yeah, no, I mean, has Trump done it? Yes. Has he done it consistently? No. No, he hasn't. If anybody can do it, he can. But, and folks, this whole idea of, oh, we'll use the tariff money to pay for it. Well, great if you can get it. But the whole point of the tariffs was to force people to the table, right? We're going to leave them on now? For a decade? Okay, then tariff negotiations are over then. We're just going to leave the tariffs on. Okay. Bottom line, Trump is running the biggest deficit ever recorded. Bigger than Biden, bigger than Obama. Nobody even match it. It's huge. And they're going to have to manage it. And that starts today. And this better work. This better work. And look, understand this. This is not Trump sitting there kind of like this evil guy wanting to spend a lot of money and break the back of children. My kids, who were very dismayed to find out what the bill that they will be paying is. This is Trump going, I don't get my agenda through unless I buy off all these Republicans. And this is what they want. They want to spend like drunken sailors one more time before they crash the economy. Crash the dollar. And Trump's got to take all that on his back just to get the immigration enforced. These people are evil. I mean, look, I'm not going to lie to you. They are stone cold. And Trump said, well, I'm going to just have to take the risk that this whole thing spins out of control. The question I have, if the bond market has wobbled twice in the last few months, in other words, we've basically run out of buyers and the Fed had to print a bunch of money to go buy up the bonds to hide it. And one of those prints, one of those runs, normally we would announce it because Wall Street loves quantitative easing. We didn't because we wanted to cover up the fact that there weren't enough buyers. How are you going to sell that much? How are you going to do it? What's your plan? I don't know how they'll do it. Besides printing a bunch of money, I don't know. And this better return fast. I mean, this is not going to be easy, despite all the happy, happy, happy talk. The economy's going to sort. Well, yes, would it have crashed if the tax cuts expired? Certainly. They're absolutely right about that. No doubt. But this idea, no, everything's solved, all the problems. No. We're on razor's edge, folks. We are on a razor's edge. And here's the thing. This job report that just came in, and a lot of this is Biden, okay? This is not Trump. That jobs report was good. It wasn't great, but here's the problem with it. Yes, it exceeded expectations. The ADP payrolls, the private payroll data is negative. We're shedding white-collar jobs, and that is the problem. How are you going to pay a bill like this when most of the jobs created are government jobs or government adjacent, i.e. they rely on government healthcare spending? You can't. You can't. It's like, have you ever seen one of those pictures and where they're making fun of AOC or Bernie and it's their plan for electricity and it's just the plug is pulled into the charging strip? That's kind of what this is. Here's economist Steve Cortez, former advisor to Donald Trump, explaining the problem with the jobs report.
Now let's get to the great news, though, and that is at the top of the article there, and that is the galloping higher in wages, and particularly real wages. It's real wages are the mother's milk of prosperity for the vast majority of Americans, for Main Street USA. When your income is rising faster than the expenses in your life, you are getting more prosperous. And as you mentioned earlier, the golden year in all of American history, it's not an exaggeration, was 2019 for real wage growth for all Americans, but particularly for those at the lower rungs of the socioeconomic ladder who needed those gains the most. Now, can we replicate that again? I believe we can with President Trump's second term, that it can happen, but we've got to be really smart about policies and not just on the economic side, but also on the immigration side.
Right. But here's the problem. We shed 7,000 white-collar jobs. The white-collar jobs numbers are going down and not up. About 80% of those jobs created, again, were government or government-adjacent jobs. You cannot pay a bill this big with government-collected money, a lot of which is printed. It's not going to work. He's going to have to super, super, super charge the economy. He's going to have to do it fast. If anybody can do it, it's President Trump. But I'd be lying to you if I told you this is going to be easy. It's not. And the price for this bill was ginormous, both in risk and actual dollars, many of which will have to be printed. So record-breaking wage growth. We've never seen this before. Trump is the only president to grow blue-collar wages. 1.7% increase in blue-collar wages in 5 months. It's staggering. And you know why? How he did it? I mean, it's very simple. Not hard. 1 million illegals left the workforce and went home. They self-deported. It's according to the New York Post. New York Times puts the number at 770,000, but it's somewhere in between the two. The workforce had been illegally and artificially inflated. They went home. Because of the great job Trump's done on immigration, our wages went up. In other words, Wall Street stopped using illegal immigrants to steal from us. So that's how you get the real wage growth you just heard economist Steve Cortez talk about there. And it's awesome. It's incredible. It's going to really improve lives. And Trump gets credit for that. Nobody else has done that. Not Clinton, not Bush, nobody. Only Trump. Every other president, blue-collar workers lost ground. As it was designed. to do. And the money got transferred to the shiny shoes on Wall Street. They got robbed blind. So did the illegals, really. And here's the problem with the jobs report. And think about this in terms of paying for the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill, as laid out by Steve Cortez.
Yeah, so listen, regarding this jobs report out today, on the whole, it is solid. It is not great. There is some very great news in there. And there's also some worrisome parts of this report. And let's get specific on that. So overall, added 147,000 jobs. That is certainly a very solid top line number. But if we look at the details, what's the worrisome part? Let's get to that first. Well, about half of them, 73,000, come from government, mostly state and local. Now, that's good. It's not the federal government, which shed jobs. It's state and local. A lot of back to school hiring going on there. But also worrisome, what I would call government adjacent, which is healthcare and social assistance. 39,000 jobs in healthcare, 19,000 in social assistance. Manufacturing lost 7,000 jobs in this report. Now,
yeah, that's not going to work. You can't pay for the BBB with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.